Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and free on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And let's get to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers, they open up their second round series tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's an 8 o'clock puck drop from the Great North, the Six, the home of Drake. It's on ESPN, but you, of course, can listen to it right here on 560.
Drake don't do
WQAM.
Hockey, huh?
I don't think he does do hockey.
Well, they lose a lot, so he should be used to it now.
They want Florida, though. That's what they want. That's what they want, so they're going to get it. The Marlins are going to open up a series with the Dodgers tonight after dropping 2 out of 3 to the A's. Got a Sandman on the hill today. Hopefully he can get some revenge against Shohei Ohtani. That didn't go so good last game around. Ohtani homered on the first pitch that he saw. So we got that. Weird boxing weekend. The one thing that did come out of those terrible fights, though, we officially did get announced. Canelo Alvarez will take on Terrence Crawford in September at Allegiant Stadium. That is going to be Dana White's venture into the boxing game. That is TKO's, even though they're going to have a different name, apparently, according to Dana White. That is going to be his first venture into the sweet science.
So TKO hosted WrestleMania two nights this past last month.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the biggest fight since Pacquiao Mayweather.
Yep. Which, by the way, I think Terrence Crawford's going to win.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
There's not a big size difference. Did you see him square
up? I did see him square up, but it looks like Terrence has been putting on some pounds and muscle.
It did not look like a very big size difference to me, Vlad. And slick boxers have always been a big issue for Canelo Alvarez. You got a little bit of that skill behind the jab. People think he's going to go in there and bully him. I think there will be some exchanges for sure. He's also a really slow starter. Had a lot of and I know that Terrence is older, but I don't know, man. I just think that he's got a lot of things that can give Canelo problems.
I mean, I'm rooting for Bud. I'm always skeptical. And Leroy, I think you would agree when fighters got to put on weight.
I've always, see, here's the thing that I've learned about the fight game. That if they don't have to cut weight, wouldn't they be stronger? So I don't know what the weight situation is, because some of these guys walk, you know, way in, and then on fight night, they're 20 pounds heavier.
Well, I think that's and the thing is, like, the big deal is he's going to be going up 3 weight classes. I guess technically 2, because he had a 154 fight, which, yes, for Bud Crawford standards, didn't look awesome. He still won. But, okay, so he's jumping.
Is he going to be sluggish?
He's jumping from 154 to 168. And
which is probably his walking around weight.
Yeah, probably.
So he won't have to cut weight. Is that going to make him stronger Or is that going to make him slower from not cutting weight? That's the question I
don't know.
Had.
I mean, look, Canelo's going to cut a little weight. He's going to – so, like, that's going to be the natural thing there. But as far as, like, you're not going to – you know, it's not going to appear from, like, a height reach. I don't think it's going to be, like, this big, vast, like, Goliath versus David type of thing. Now, can Terrence Crawford actually hurt Canelo Alvarez? He'd probably have to put some punches in some rough spots, but can he outbox him and win a match against him? I think absolutely. I think he can absolutely win a fight against him.
Every time a guy has been more active against Canelo, he's made him take a knee. Right? He starts off slow, but it's almost like he's getting his timing right, and then boom, boom.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of guys that he's taken on that are in this guy's class as a boxer. Like
Who's going to be favorite? Canelo will be favored?
Absolutely.
I'm guessing Canelo is
the
slight favorite.
Because Bud got to go up
to
weight class.
He's
got to
go up in weight class.
I would understand if he had to go down, but I'm saying how is that bad to go up?
Let's see.
See, that's what I get confused about, Vlad.
Because you would think if you're staying at your same weight, you should be able to – it should be easier because you're not cutting. I agree, but
– he's minus
– that might make you slow because you're not –
yeah, Bud's just under a 2-1 2-1 underdog. Canelo's minus 230. Bud is plus 180 right
that
now.
That means put money on Bud, Lever and Tobin.
Yeah, because I think it's going to swing more Bud as the fight gets closer.
Might want to put money
to
now.
To Canelo or to Bud?
To Bud.
I think more people are going to I think as the experts come in, because they're going to talk about, you know, the guys who have given – these are the guys who have given Canelo trouble in his career, okay? Gennady Golovkin.
Yep.
Floyd.
Dimitri Bivol, Floyd Mayweather, and Arislandi Lara.
Can boxers. I guess what they all have in common? They're boxers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
With good move, with good defensive.
Austin Trout, too. I would say Austin Trout, very close, matchups. But if you're not the only, and I would say amongst all of them, Golovkin, definitely a slugger, too, and had an amazing jab. But with Bud, it's like, you know, he can switch stances. He can box. He can hurt you as well. Like, I think he can set Canelo up for a lot of stuff. Now, can he really genuinely put a pain? I mean, Canelo's been in there with light heavyweights. He's been in there with Kovalev. Like, he's taken punches from really, really strong guys. And he knows how to not let anything hit him clean. But, I mean, like, even this last fight, I was like, man, he doesn't look as fast. I know this wasn't like – you could definitely tell he wasn't engaged in this fight.
Okay, so maybe if you're not engaged in a fight because you know you got a bigger fight up ahead, you're not going to risk yourself and put yourself in that much danger, would you?
But there was no risk. Like, that's
the
thing
guy
that frustrated
running.
Me. Like,
hey, as long as the other guy's punching, there's a risk.
It wasn't a risk. He had no risk. There was no risk in this fight. I think the guy had like – he had 12 knockouts in his career. Like, there was no risk. Nine of his 23 wins. That dude's not knocking Canelo out.
I'm not knocking that guy. What's his name? Cyril?
Skull.
Skull? I'm not knocking him. He probably made, what, $5 million? $2
million? That was his first loss.
Right, but he made $2 million against Canelo. He was probably told, don't let Canelo look bad, like, because we have
which
a super
did.
Major fight. Which
Canelo was like, looking at me, he's like, come on, bro.
Why are you running? And he even told him after the fight, like.
I would be, if I was Turkey and I had to write that check, I'm like, I can't believe I got suckered into this. He should have just done the Terrence Crawford fight. It's a waste of time. Like, I know it's Canelo's weekend. You always got to fight on Cinco de Mayo. He could have punted on either punt it or just make the, you should have just had the Crawford fight last night. I don't understand it. Anyway, so I kind of, you know how I always say with the backup quarterbacks, I wish him no success with the Dolphins. I don't think I could do that with Quinn Ewers. I was reading this Quinn Ewers piece this weekend on ESPN talking about
how they ran him out of Texas.
Ran his ass out of Texas.
Yeah.
Felt terrible about his draft process because he falls all the way to the Miami Dolphins. And I don't know. He seems like an easy guy to root for. I think he seems like a guy that I'm gonna be behind. And I know that only means that Tua is not going to that something wrong is gonna happen with Tua, but I don't believe in the Zach Wilson pick. As a pickup. I think it's I didn't understand it at the time. I still don't understand it. I don't like this whole idea that they were gonna find some unfounded gem in Zach Wilson.
Who are you talking about? The Dolphins?
The Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Can a terrible situation make a decent quarterback look bad?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But do you think, like, I know that this has just happened with Sam Darnold. I get it. Sam Darnold just had a really good year. I know what happened with Geno Smith. I get it. The Jets, they are quarterback kryptonite. Like, it just seems like it ruins careers.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, we can even throw him in the mix if we want to, even though, you know, he was old and did a lot of drugs, well, it seemed like.
It was a double whammy because Aaron Rodgers ruins franchises and the Jets ruin quarterbacks. So when they got together, it just was an epic failure.
Funny that you mention that. Because you respect the sporting news, right?
Do I respect the sporting news?
I mean, is it a respectable?
I don't think it is what it was, but what did they say?
Okay. Certain Aaron Rodgers might be looking good in aqua and orange.
They said that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Dolphins. The sporting news said that.
I will send you the up. I will send
and
you.
And I
the
guess
article.
I don't respect the sporting news. I guess that's my answer, Vlad. Is I don't respect the sporting news. Is that just looking for like other options for Aaron Rodgers that isn't the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hey, can I just tell you, y'all don't want that. They would never start practice if Aaron Rodgers and Mike McDaniel had a conversation.
Yeah, 2 days ago, Aaron Rodgers, Sporting News. Aaron Rodgers predicted to sign with Miami Dolphins with uncertainty surrounding Tua Tagovailoa.
But, like, who's predicting it? They are? Like, they're just throwing it out there?
Who is the writer of this article? Sean LeBar. Or Labor. I don't know. LeBar or Labor.
That's well, if article. It's LeBar, if it was a Maple Leafs article, I would believe it.
That's the wild, yeah.
Let's see.
And yeah, I agree.
Why you bring that into
because,
our?
Yeah, because you know why, Leroy? Because if it happens, I'm gonna come to your place and look at you in the face and say, "Hey, Leroy, how you like your quarterback now? Huh? You think he's an airhead?
They're not doing it. Like you didn't see. You saw friggin' McDaniel and Tua this weekend at F1.
But it makes sense because if there's one place that Aaron can do his, you know, Aaron things,
just do whatever he wants,
it would be Miami.
I would agree with that because they just let guys do whatever they want, it appears.
Right,
like.
And there's no way that McDaniel is going to step up to Aaron.
But there's no way that they're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers and bench Tua. Like, Aaron Rodgers isn't taking a job that he's not the starter. I get it, but he's not even going to go to a job where, like, oh, like it doesn't even make sense. That's why I don't even understand why the sporting news, whatever it was, is throwing it out there. Like, if they're just saying, hey, this would be an opportune place because he'd get to go to a place with weapons. I get it, but he's not going to go to a situation where he's not the starter immediately. He's got too much ego.
Correct.
There's no shot. No shot, dude. Cat for Life says, Browns have 5 QBs. Why can't we have 5 QBs? Because we don't want to hurt people's feelings? No, because Aaron Rodgers isn't going to sign here, Cap. That's why.
I can't wait for the Aaron hour, like RVA Richie saying. Our Aaron?
Our Aaron? Our ayahuasca?
It's ayahuasca.
Well, no, like,
ayahuasca.
I like the fact that the Dolphins drafted a quarterback for sure. And look, I think Mike McDaniel's got a little bit of proven. Like, yes, he did the rehab project on Tua, but Skylar Thompson, woof. I mean, that blew up in his face badly. We're like, oh. You guys have been developing Skylar Thompson for years.
Do you think Mike McDaniel's on the Foreman?
Yeah, for sure. Although he was walking around in a suit this weekend, that would suggest otherwise.
I don't like that. After I thawed you out, like you're ready to get cooked, don't be walking around like, you know, everything's all fine and dandy. Dude,
first of all, who's he with?
I'll get the picture up here right now. He looked like Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what are you doing?
No, but who was he with? A bodyguard?
That's Tua.
That's Tua?
That's Tua.
No.
I told you he was getting fat. I love it.
Offensive lineman.
No, dude. He's with Tua.
It's Fatty Tua. Fatty Tua.
Dude, Tua's getting beefy. I like it. I love Fat Tua. That's my Tua. Skinny Tua, not my Tua. Fat Tua, that's my Tua. That's a Tua I can get behind.
Hey, yo.
Load it up. Here we go. This is from F1 this weekend, Leroy.
Oh, okay. Nah, he don't look that big.
Everybody looks big next to Mike McDaniel.
Nah, he looks big because those are baggy jeans, B, and he looks like he's
he always had a big bottom.
Yeah, he's,
look, his lower half was always a little bit bigger, so but, I'm not even.
Like, if you're Mike, it's 100 degrees.
Yo, why is he wearing a brown suit like that?
That's a gamble suit, Vlad. You're wearing
it. It was raining, too?
I'm going to tell you why. Vlad, you know a sneakerhead. He going to put the sneakers on. And
yeah.
So if you look down at the sneakers, he goes. Didn't get that suit first.
It goes with the suit.
You can tell right. by the yeah. way I walk, you know.
That might
I'm
be the only time.
No time to talk.
Yeah. Smith said, I thought that was Vita Van.
Listen, there's one person you definitely don't want to stand next to if you're trying to avoid weight conversations. It's Mike McDaniel.
Right.
Like, that dude is, I mean, he turns the wrong angle. He's like, he disappeared. Where did he go?
That looks like his agent. His handler instead of his head coach.
Like, what is F1? Is that Italian? Like, who runs F1? Like, is he hobnobbing with F1 bigwigs? Is that why he's dressed like that?
No, you're hobnobbing with celebrities, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tua is probably talking with Brady and Patrick Mahomes, because that's what Joe was talking about. Like, they were hanging out. These are all, let me tell you this. This is just a hobnob of all hobnobs, where you're just going in, you're talking with celebrities, you're hanging out in Miami.
Does anybody even care about the race?
No, nobody cares about F1 races. It's all about being there.
Them cars are going fast as hell, though. And you don't really. That's not conducive to fast driving.
And you don't have a good viewing. Like, there's not a really good section of, you know. You have to really love the race to really watch it. Other than that, you're really hot.
Well, it's constant, but you only see the leaders every minute and a half.
You did it for the beautiful scenery.
But it's not even like
horse. Beautiful individuals.
Like horse racing, it's like, we can all gather around for 2 minutes to watch the Derby. And I know there's other races people can get excited to go gamble on, but mostly it's debauchery, fancy hats.
Absolutely.
We're here for 2 minutes.
But you know what you're here for. You know you're here for those 2 minutes. Like, all the debauchery is there for the 2 minutes. Once the 2 minutes happens, you're good. This, on the other hand, is literally 6-7 hours of just hobnobbing. If you don't have the money, the hobnobbing was hurt by a little bit of rain.
Yeah, it looked. I saw a parking lot. It looked pretty muddy out there.
Oh, did you hear what happened?
About what?
People that park.
Oh,
what happened? Ride got their cars towed.
They got Miami Gardensed.
What happened?
Yep.
People were like selling tickets to a parking lot that they didn't have the right to sell parking lot tickets to, and after they got the cash, they vamoosed out of there.
Oh, they got hustled and
all those
flowed.
Cars got towed. Towed.
Yeah, the old Miami Garden switcheroo.
You gotta love the game. You gotta love the game, man. You gotta love.
No. You're good at this, Walmart. Trust me. $10. You go out.
No blocking.
First of all, how are you going to charge somebody at a Walmart? That's crazy.
Trust me. We own the Sonic. They're cool with it.
Hey, you know all they got to do is put on one of them vests.
Yeah.
And they look like parking.
You're right.
Put up a couple of, when you pull in the driveway, the parking lot, put a couple of cones and have one of those things on and just stand there.
Do they at least have a fake machine, or they just say no cash? Because like this day, every parking lot's got a scanner. Because if they're saying cash only, there's no way you could be that.
App it to me. You can app it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Cash App.
Yeah, right here, Venmo.
Venmo.
Boop, 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 boop. It's hashtag sucker. Anyway.
Hashtag gotcha.
Take a break. Back with more for this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got a little cat action tonight. Panthers and Leafs get going tonight. Game 1, 8 o'clock. We'll have that for you here right here on 560 WQAM. And get you right for all that. So I want to get to this. Yeah, so this Quinn Ewers thing kind of got deterred off of the sporting news saying that Aaron Rodgers is a Dolphin.
You did see the article, right?
I did. I don't really understand. It seems like they just took it off a Bleacher Report prediction of destinations, which is like, yeah, long shot. If he got hurt, this would make sense. But I don't think he's coming here, Vlad. But Ewers obviously was a little bit stunned that he fell as far as he did. You know, it's kind of obviously everybody was focused on Shedeur Sanders, but Quinn Ewers was a little bit miffed that he fell as far as he did. He said, I didn't know what was going on. It was very unexpected. I think the hardest part about it was the amount of unexpected occurrences there were. But I'm glad that I ended up where I ended up. To go as late as I did, I'm glad it's a good spot. So he's happy that he landed. He says, the Raiders took two FCS guys above me, so we'll see what happens.
He's already, here's the deal.
He's taking notes.
I look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You won't go have the starting job in college next year. You think you should have got drafted higher in the pros?
He wasn't gonna have the starting job in college if he stayed at Texas. Like they would have gone with Arch. Like he could have gone. Right. He could have transferred portal to a bunch of places.
You think?
Yeah
bro. They were gonna offer him $8 million, nearly $10 million, just to transfer.
I saw him play firsthand. Like I went to the Texas Michigan game, mm-hmm. and I was like, and my boy sitting next to me was like, mm-mm. But he's had some success.
Your boy's a toe reader.
You a walking bit.
He's
point for Toby.
He says the drop was, quote, definitely a lot of motivation that comes with it, especially being the last quarterback drafted. I still have high expectations for myself. But just from the outside looking in, this is the first time in my life I have not had much expectation. There's definitely a lot of motivation and fuel, a lot of it. His agent said that his agent came out and said that a lot of teams, his explanation for it was, and I found this a little bit strange, but this is what he was told, that a lot of the teams didn't want to draft him high, like third, fourth round, because they thought he was too big a name to be a backup QB. What? And
what? Really?
That's what he was told.
He ain't as big a name as Shedeur.
That's what I'm about to say.
He's not. Well, that's the thing, though, is Quinn fell. I don't think anybody expected Shedeur. Like, Shador's fall was unexpected. Like, it wasn't.
But that was their own doing.
Of course. Right?
They didn't just let him be a prospect and do whatever. They projected him somewhere and then had him test out of it.
His agent,
which is a little unfair to him.
Ron Slavin told ESPN, quote, they thought that he was a third or fourth round pick, but too big a name to be a clipboard holder, quote, which I think is chicken bleep.
I mean, that's a lie. I mean, like, holy smokes, what do you, y'all fall for anything.
I'm just telling you what his agent said.
Soon as the first person that told me that, I'd be like, mm-mm.
Well, I think he did say that. He says, I think it's chicken bleep. So maybe they just didn't like him.
Yeah. Look, the process in which you grade players has nothing to do with their ability to play. Like, there's been a lot of successful guys at certain positions that didn't have the prerequisite tools to be great at that position. But they're just great. So for anybody to think that, you know, depending on where you get drafted determines how good you are, we've seen a whole bunch of times this guy's moving up because he won the combine. And guess where he ends up? Back to where before he won the combine because he didn't do nothing in the league.
Yeah, look, I mean, Tom Brady's not even the most recent example. I mean, Purdy just got a team to a Super Bowl.
Brady, Drew Brees wasn't a first rounder. Jalen Hurts wasn't a first rounder.
But I'm more.
Dak Prescott wasn't a first rounder.
But I'm more excited by this venture with the Dolphins than I am the Zach Wilson thing, just because, like, all right, I get the Zach Wilson thing. He's got the pedigree because he was taken higher. Maybe it'll end up that he was in the wrong spot. We went over the Jets past. But, like, I do want a little bit of the element of, okay, Mike McDaniel picks this guy. Can he make him serviceable? Because the last guy, he couldn't. And that was – and it was pretty disappointing.
Mikey White?
No, Skylar.
Oh, Skylar Thompson.
Like, Skylar got worse.
But he was a seventh-round pick, man.
I get it, dude, but he looked better his first year than he did his third year. You know? So I kind of want to know, like, Mike McDaniel, can he look at a quarterback? Because it is a thing that we're going to need to know, especially if Tua isn't able to play through. Can he look at a quarterback? Can he develop him into anything that makes it work? And I know that Quinn's whole MO is he's not a guy with a big arm. He's more of an on-time, intermediate accuracy guy. So, you know, nobody's Tua, obviously, with that superpower, but maybe that'll fit here. Right. And I'm sure he's going to be third. I'm sure Zach Wilson's going to be the first option anyway. Once if Tua goes down, they're going to go with the guy with experience. But by year two, is this somebody who, like, the Dolphins can actually move on and you actually can have a chance with? I don't know. I mean,
who knows? You drafted him in fifth round?
Seventh.
Seventh round. Sure. Maybe you can coach him up. Maybe you can develop those skills. I don't know, but you drafted him in the second round, so you're going to kick the tires on it.
I know a lesson that I've learned, though, okay? And just so you're all clear.
You have learned no lesson.
I've learned a lesson, and I will not overreact to preseason performances.
Skylar killed you.
I am not going to do that again. No matter how many jump passes Quinn Ewers throws to Eric Azukama, I will not overreact to Quinn Ewers preseason.
And I'm going to say this, just like the agent for Quinn Ewers, that is 100% chicken bleep. Soon as the first pass is completed with accuracy on a tight spiral, you're going to be like,
Dade South says there's going to be a Ewers song.
Yep. Yes. Of course.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't fall for it, folks.
I'm not going to do it. I like the fact that he's got a
little. How good you're doing preseason does not determine how good you do in the regular season.
Really thought Azukama was going to be something. Tough. Those catches he was making? Wow. They did have like a neck thing or something, right? Like he had like an injury, something.
Who?
Azukama. He had like a something. Skylar just stunk.
They already got it. They saw yours are not alone. He already got the song.
Take a break.
It's coming.
Take a break.
It's coming.
Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Barbie game day is coming to Lone Depot Park when the Marlins host the Rays on May 16th.
I just played DJ Premier. Yep. Gangstar with Greg Nice's Food, and I hear my man, Leroy Horton, singing.
He said Barbie night.
Barbie girl.
So I did the Barbie night for the bit. I was doing the bit.
He was. It's okay. You could do your bit. You could do your bit.
You don't have to get all into the bit now. He's very excited about the bit.
Yeah,
wasn't he? I sing it till they say Barbie in the song.
I mean, I'm on Barbie. Let's go party.
Hey, carefully, Rod. Them lyrics can get you in radio trouble. No, they can't, because I don't know enough of them.
Hey, it's J-Fig.
Oh, hello.
He was just trying to sell the Marlins
yes.
game. That's it.
I mean, wow.
I didn't, disgrace it. It's fine. 4-pack of tickets to Marlins and Rays coming on up. We'll give those away for everybody. But, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Desmond and Dover law firm? YourAccessAttorneys.com, free consultation, 24/7. Call up at 866-954-MORE.
Thank you, Leroy, because you told me this weekend on Friday that it was going to rain. And I listened to you.
There was a little rain this weekend. Mm-hmm. I got some rain yesterday.
A little? It poured down here.
Here's what's crazy. When I went golfing on Sunday morning, it was wet. I didn't realize that had rained overnight. So I was shocked by that. But let me get over to the weather complex.
Nobody ever catches Leroy off guard with the weather.
No, I knew it was a chance for some rain, but it came out of nowhere.
Sounds like you didn't respect the chance.
No, I respected the chance. Oh, boy. We look like we got some clouds. I would say partly to mostly cloudy here out west. Wind's barely blowing. I would say 5 to 10 miles an hour. It looks like if I look out west, there's some rain. So, and the winds are coming out of the west. Yeah, I would say 5, 10 miles an hour. It's probably right around 81, 82 degrees. But it looks like it's about to hit that time of year to where we get that evening rain.
Yep.
So.
How do you do, Vlad?
It is, well, in Miami's 85 degrees, so it might be 81 in Davie. So he is right. We always give him the 5 degree leeway. So he said 81, so it's 85 down here in Miami. Mm. The wind is 9 miles per hour going
gusty.
South-southeast?
Hmm. No, I'm looking at these clouds, buddy.
These clouds are moving.
My window is facing north.
I'm just going by
what we got.
The clouds are moving left to right.
By the way, James Harden ducked the media after his
again?
Yeah.
Hey, Croquetta King, I'll be waiting, buddy. I will be waiting. We'll have a couple, sit back, and just let the show happen right in front of us.
DC says, I don't want to hear James Harden is better than D-Wade ever again. You will sometime next January regular season.
No, you're going to hear it in a week.
You'll hear it again.
My question is this.
People are idiots.
Once you're a Hall of Famer, you've already reached the pinnacle. Why you got to be better than another Hall of Famer?
So wrong. I mean, like, this right? is, it's so silly. Like, no.
It's silly. Plus,
it's silly that the idea that this guy is got to even be in conversation with James Harden is insulting to conversations and words.
I don't even do it. I know you don't,
which is like you're not a good example on this because every one of these sports conversations basically bores you. But people, this even made First Take this year, and D-Wade was had to like explain. He goes like, "This guy's not even like you don't get access to my floor. You never won, and yet once like to compare somebody. Yes, James Harden, scoring proficionado, great." Won an MVP, gimmicking the system. Congrats. But while you may put him up with those points and all that, and that's great, he's going to go down as one of the most notorious choke artists of all time. Like,
is he?
Oh, Leroy, how many no-shows, no-shows and stinkers in significant games does he need? And yet, Dwayne Wade, if you were to say, look, maybe Dwayne Wade doesn't have all of the accolades of these certain guys. But one thing you know about Dwayne Wade, when the games get more important, he's better. And James Harden, when the games get more important, he's worse.
Now, my question to you is this. Like, I look at sports a little bit differently because at any point in time, I can take one person out of the game. And then we say, well, he had no help, right? Now, I'm not saying that to be the case in all situations with James Harden. But I do know we tend to look at one or two people during the course of a game, and sometimes that's unfair.
James Harden's played with more Hall of Famers than Dwayne Wade has.
Here's what I would also say. James Harden and D-Wade are two different types of players, right? They do things differently. It's almost like D-Wade played with that dog in him that I don't care if I don't shoot threes. I don't care if I do this. I need to go get a bucket. I'm going to go get it. James Harden doesn't play like that. And so to compare the two is unfair because they play two different games, right? Like if – and here's where – if I needed to win a game, I'm picking D-Wade. If I needed to – somebody to score 40, that's not
if you needed to flop and gimmick a system, you'd pick James Harden. What?
Don't you always play to win the game?
You always play to win the game.
So therefore you're picking Dwayne Wade every time over James Harden. I'm not picking him. I know you say if I want to score points, well, guess what? Dwayne Wade's going to score me points and play defense and do everything that needs to be done in order for me to win the game.
Let's be clear. I'm not saying James Harden is better than D-Wade. But I'm saying I don't ever want to disparage a player who is going to be in the Hall of Fame, and they're going to be in the same room together, even though they got there in two different ways.
No, they'll be in the same building. They're not in the same room.
Yeah.
But that's they're okay. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's in the top tier while somebody's still on the bottom floor.
But they still Hall of Famers. They don't go.
Nah.
They don't grade your
You
Hall
don't
of
eat
fame.
The same. Listen, you know what? When you're – there's certain guys, they get the finest of the finest. And then there's certain guys, you get the happy meal of the finest. Okay? James Harden, he can walk into that Hall of Fame home. Yeah, he's going to get the chicken nuggets and everything, while Dwayne Wade is eating filet mignon and all the finest stuff in the world.
But the latest thing that was silly is, like, for anybody who did want to make this argument, I know it's mostly 12-year-olds and idiots on social media, but, like, it did make it to the mainstream media again this year with this argument, which is something, like, it's been one of the issues I've had with James Harden his whole time. Like, he should really make a public statement and say, this is silly. You should never put me in the same breath as this conversation. Like, I want... Whenever he does hold his next press conference, and I don't know when that will be, that should be his opening statement. But he's really
been nice and professional about it.
No, he hasn't, because he's let it linger on too long. Now, speaking of idiots, I want to put one last thing to bed, because we got to hear from an idiot here, and his name is Brandon Hagel. You may know him as guy who tried to hurt Alexander Barkov. And this guy, after his season was ended, he had the audacity, and may I say the audacity, to sit up there to the press and act like he's a good boy, which he's not, by the way, and that he was somehow wronged because he got punched in the face by Aaron Ekblad.
Listen, I know there's accidents in hockey, and there's hits that are made that your shoulder's down, maybe catches ahead. The sport's a fast. It happens very often, and you don't like to see it, obviously. I don't know. It's tough because you only got one of the things up here, and I guess for myself, as I don't know, that was as purposeful as you could possibly see a headshot, to say the least. And if with the situation, with what was going on, of course, I'm all for it. The playoffs is trying, like, we're not, everyone knows how the playoffs works. Hit their top players, try and do something, but try and do it clean, and hopefully you get a good, it happens in the playoffs. Like, it's the reality. Every player thinks the same. It's not anything different. It hasn't changed. It's been going on for years. It's hard to win a Stanley Cup, and it's hard to do it when all the top players are in the lineup. But I don't think anyone's going out there to purposely try and injure someone. And I thought that was the case on myself.
Okay.
Can he land the plane? That took forever.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Higgs. You know the whole reason you're in the situation is because you started it, dumbass!
Actually, Tobin, he might not know that because he's still suffering the effects of the
Vlad.
Boy was babbling.
I don't care if his full CTE scale is to hear. Somebody show him the iPad footage before he realizes, when he gets up to being like, what did I do? What did I do? You got suspended for a game. For injuring the captain of the Florida Panthers, Hagel!
Yes, but he doesn't know that he has CTE. He's going ETC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because he doesn't know what the hell's going on right now.
Hey, it's funny how we can sit here and talk about, I thought it was purposeful. I thought he intentionally did it without explaining how we got there. That's the problem.
Do you
but he tried. You see how he tried to throw a softball for him. Sometimes you're not trying to do anything serious, but I say, hey, the leak determined that you did.
Did this guy just say, I had my shoulder blocking me? You know, sometimes you look up and, oops, there's the captain. Ooh, silly me. That was on accident.
That boy looked dead. I ain't going to hold you. He looked like embalming fluid, like they put a lot of makeup on him. He didn't look there. He didn't look there. Mm-mm. I see dead eyes. I know dead eyes when I see it. Those eyes were dead.
I would say this. Keep it moving. We got Toronto tonight.
No. I'm not ready to keep it moving yet because I want to hear more from this dope because this guy kept up whining. There's more? More whining from him.
Wait, when Jennifer saying land the plane.
Yeah, well, he's still got more flying to do.
Played with a bad knee. I could have played with a bad foot, or you go down the list, but you only have one brain. And I don't know if you're only going to give. It sucks because two games to purposely hurt someone's head. If that's the case, then I guess I don't have a bad memory.
Has Aaron reached out to you all? Anybody reached out to you?
Oh, he's still playing hockey, and that's why.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he has head problems himself. So he's had a few concussions. So I think you would want to. I don't know. Just purposely going from someone's head is just as bad as it gets.
Hey, stop your blood clot crying.
Listen to me, Brandon. I think Aaron Ekblad did reach out to you with his forearm because you hurt his best friend.
He does look like Weekend at Bernie's, bro. He looks dead.
Did Aaron reach out to you, Brandon? No, he didn't.
Why? Well, like, what do we? Hey, sorry I knocked your ass out. Like, what do you want?
I can't believe we got two games. It's like, dude, he got double the suspension.
Wait a minute, he wasn't sorry? That's what he wants?
I don't know what he wants.
What the hell does he want, a cookie? Like, I don't know what he wants.
Well, if you're going to just give two, how many games do you want? What, do you want him taken away in handcuffs? He got twice the suspension you did for doing the same thing.
Soft.
And by the way, he hit you with a little chicken wing to the head. You came full guns blazing at Barky.
He's soft.
Sick of these. What happened to you, Tampa? What happened to you? Anyway, Leroy's right. We move on to other things, but I had to have this blubbering fool.
Well, listen, Jay Fig usually doesn't comment on a whole lot of the sound.
Well, you know, when the bangs
but
come
she's
back.
She's yelling, land the plane already.
Yeah, when the bangs come back, she gets very When the bangs come out, she gets very aggy quickly. So she was upset with Hagel. Like, she couldn't take. Usually, Jay Fig, 40 seconds. First 6 seconds, she was upset. Like, instantly.
Why could you not be upset? He's an idiot.
Instantly.
And when the bangs come out, she's going bang, bang. That's it. She didn't want no more Hagel.
Call Mike Breen.
Trying to say Aaron Ekblad is not a good boy.
Yeah. You're trying to say you're in the same class as good boy as Aaron Ekblad? Hagel? Imagine saying that.
He's like, not taking PED. I mean, you know, he's not taking.
He was just trying to heal himself to get back for his friends. That's what a good boy does, Vlad.
I love your excuse.
That's what a good boy does.
He was trying to heal himself fast.
This guy didn't do anything other than be a dirty cheat. That's a dirty cheat. Look at him.
If you cheat, but as long as you cheat for your friends is good.
Exactly, dude. As long as it's within the rules. But if you hit first, you got to expect retribution. And he's sitting here being like, what did I do? What did I do? I only have one of these. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Did you hit?
Just him saying one. I have one brain or whatever. What?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Scarecrow. But like, maybe you should go have a talk with the Tin Man because you know what else you don't have? No heart. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, did he hit Alexander Barkov in the chest? No. That's why you were suspended in the first place, jackass.
Did he say you have one brain?
He's like, I only have one.
Yeah,
I have
one. I like to know who had more than one. Like, that's how messed up he was, bro. They should not have. You know what? I'm blaming this on the Lightning PR people. You should not have had. That man should not have gone in front of a camera, stood in front of a mic, and talked because he is not in the right state of mind to be answering questions like this.
Brandon, did Aaron reach out to you? No, he didn't.
He's not going to. I got a series and a cup to defend.
Reach out. What do you want him to put an emoji of scrambled eggs? Like, what do you? Like, what are you talking about? Reach out. Yeah, he did reach out. You want to know why? You hit his boy. And so he reached out with his forearm to your noggin.
He reached out and touched someone. He touched you.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.